coming up on March 9th at the House of Blues. Honey and the 45s will be playing, and we're excited to have them right now in studio. Can I ask real quick, Honey, what are you playing? What are you going to play?
Since it's pretty late, we're playing a song called Dark.
Dark?
Started out, yeah.
All right, here is Honey and the 45s with Dark.
What I start, I look up to the sky. I want it dark. I want it dark. I want it dark. I guess it's just the beating of this heart. I want it dark. A fool, a circus clown, a wilting rose, an empty town. Cigarette half smoked and left torn pantyhose, an empty vow. Guess it's just the beating of this heart. Ooh, I want it dark. Ooh, I want it dark. I want it dark.
Listener who said that it was totally worth using up the last 10% of their phone charge.
Yes.
Well done. It's Friday night, which means it's time for some music in the middle of all this freak out stuff that we do. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, we are thrilled to welcome Honey and the 45s. They'll be at the House of Blues on March 9th. You can go to their website, honeyandthe45s.com. And here they are right now playing in our studio live, Speak.
Got a big laugh, trying to make a pass, so you're not trying, trying, trying to block or hold me back. My fizz are running deep, time to make the leap, now hear me speak. Got a big laugh, trying to make a pass, so you're not trying, trying, trying to block or hold me back. My fizz are running deep, time to make the leap, now hear me speak. I think I've been searching for something more, so hear me speak. I think I've got more inside than what I've tried, so hear me speak, yeah. Got a big laugh, trying to make a pass, so you're not trying, trying, trying to block or hold me back. My fizz are running deep, time to make the leap, now hear me speak. Got a big laugh trying to make a pass. So you're not trying, trying, trying to block a homie back. My fears are running deep, time to make the leap. Now hear me speak. Hear me when I'm calling out. Hear me and what it's all about. Hear me, don't you make me shout. So hear me. Whoa, 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 hear me when I'm calling out. Hear me and what it's all about. Hear me, don't you make me shout. So hear me. Hear me now. I don't know why. Guess it's not my style, but I keep trying, trying, trying to walk another mile. Picking up my feet, taking to the streets, so hear me speak. I don't know why, guess it's not my style, but I keep trying, trying, trying to walk another mile. Picking up my feet, taking to the streets, so hear me speak, yeah. Got a big laugh, trying to make a pass. So you're not trying, trying, trying to block or hold me back. My fears are running deep, time to make the leap. Now hear me speak. Got a big laugh, saying I'm not trying. My fears are running deep. Now hear me speak. So hear me speak. Now hear me.
Yeah.
Coming in the 45s with Speak. They're playing at the House of Blues on March 9th. Aubrey, they're going to play another song before we leave this segment, and I wanted to have a chance to talk with you all three of you. Introduce yourselves to the audience.
Sure. I'm Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Oh, hold on a second. My video's going off. That's me. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. Many patties.
Christina. Go ahead.
I'm John.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm Vuk.
Vuk, how you guys doing? So, Christina, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from near St. Louis, but a lot of the members, we are actually a five-piece, but we're going three-piece acoustic for tonight, are from around the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a Chicago band.
We're probably to Chicago from the St. Louis area.
Yeah, so I actually went to school for acting at Northern, and I acted with Organic Theater Company here in Chicago for 5 years.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where's the Organic Theater now?
They're playing out of Greenhouse Theater.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's when I was 14, 15 years old. I was when it was over on Halsted. No. Yeah, it was Halsted. No. Clark. It was Clark and Belmont.
Nice.
By the El Jardin.
Yeah, I think they're like the second oldest off-loop theater company.
They're
in
amazing.
Chicago. They're amazing, yeah.
I had no idea. I've wondered where they went, and now it's like you're in studio
they're
to remind me that they're still here.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you came for theater in Chicago.
I did.
And then you ended up in the music scene.
I did. I was a singer-songwriter and then, you know, started a band in an apartment with some friends, and then it just kind of exploded, and here we are several years later. And
so incredible. I love the music. John, where are you from?
I'm from one of the north suburbs. So
you can tell us which one. We don't judge.
Don't say it out loud.
Say it.
Luke and I actually are from the same neighborhood, but we're from Buffalo Grove.
You can say Buffalo Grove. Why is there shame in Buffalo Grove?
Oh, there's no shame in Buffalo. Well,
no shame in my game at all.
That might be the most shameful part coming out of it.
Oh, boy. How long have you known each other?
Oh, wow. I think for probably the last 10 or 11 years, I want to say. And it was funny. We didn't know each other in high school. We're a couple of years apart. But
okay.
We just found that we were both into music and, you know, a couple of years back.
I actually managed your band for a while.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes. You can't see because it's radio.
You can see you on the live stream, I think. I'm not sure if we're on that. Yes. He's air quoting right now.
So we go back. We played in different bands with each other before. It's kind of how this all happened, too. It's sort of a, hey, can you do this? Yeah, absolutely. And here we are, which is fantastic.
So you mentioned, Christina, that this is a band that was created like in an apartment. You guys were hanging out. I mean, what was the kind? Because you blend so many different elements that come out so magnificently. Tell us a little bit about what the original concept was and where you are now.
Thank you. No, that's a great question. So we started more as a folk going. Now we're playing acoustic, so it's kind of interesting in studio. But we started as a folk kind of acoustic trio, and then we started getting electrified. We added electric guitar, John on a lead guitar, and we had bass, and you know, full drum kit instead of just percussion. And we started, you know, blending with rock and soul and experimenting with, you know, kind of like jazzy vocals. And so it's been an interesting ride.
Well, that's what I loved about the last song, Speak. It was kind of a jazzy rap.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, on so that was the title track of our EP we just released in October. And on the actual recording, we worked with a female rapper here in Chicago, a rapper here in Chicago named Pinky Ring. She's amazing. She's
Pinky
getting ready.
With a Q.
Yeah,
go
with
find
a Q.
Her.
She's fantastic. So check out the actual recording of the song because you have to hear Pinky.
I love that. Now we're all three of you part of the original concept, or who got brought in?
It's kind of morphed. Yeah. So yes. I'm the original. I'm the founder.
Yes.
But yeah, John has been with the band since our first debut album in 2012, which was called The Need. Go check it out. Yeah. And Vuk's been playing with us pretty recently. So it's great. He's going to be joining us at House of Blues, doubling as we're going to have two drummers. And he's also going to double as hype man. So we're excited to have
as a hype man.
A hype man.
What's a hype man, Vuk?
It means I sound great on a microphone.
Yo.
Yeah, boy. Honey in the 45's in the place to be.
Now, tell us a little bit about is that your drum? I mean, I know for acoustic, you made an adjustment, and we appreciate that. By the way, when we move, we're moving out of this building in the spring.
Oh, we're not going to help you move, Pat.
No.
Okay.
We're
going to
have performance space.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're going to be able to have bands the way that you envision yourself being heard on the radio. So thank you so much for accommodating and adjusting tonight. Yeah. But tell us about the TARDIS that you're sitting on.
So I'm sitting on a cajon, which is a box drum, for those of us who don't know what cajons are.
Okay, there you go. A box drum. All right.
And I have a hand-painted TARDIS on the side of my cajon. If you're not a Doctor Who fan, you feel very left out. Go watch 45 years of Doctor Who.
Yeah, they don't feel left out. They think that we're weird. How'd you like the Christmas episode this year?
Nothing wrong with Doctor Who.
Did you catch the, thank you very much.
That was Roger in the newsroom, yes.
We connected with that. Finally, someone understands my bigger on the inside joke.
Aww.
I get no love.
What were you going to say? Did I catch what in the Christmas episode?
I just recently started watching that Great British Bake Off nonsense.
Okay.
And there's a little line in there where Capaldi straight up says, over to you, Mary Berry. And I lost my mind. Like, I get that joke now. Like, that is, it's just fantastic.
There's nothing nonsensical about Mary Berry. That's a fabulous show.
So another Doctor Who fan, or is it Mary Berry?
More the Great British Bake Off, but I also do enjoy Doctor Who.
You should see his back tattoo. It's amazing.
It's Mary
Berry.
I
don't know if I like the way that's going, Christina.
That's why she's in charge, Patty.
Fair enough. So you have this gig coming up on March 9th at the House of Blues.
That's
where
right.
else can people catch you, or is the lineup on your website?
Yeah, so our lineup will be on the website. We're currently booking summer festivals.
Excellent.
And we are doing also a kind of a live stream show April 7th called The Show 104.5. So that's coming up as well. And other than that, we're recording a new single, which we'll hopefully be releasing this spring.
And everyone can go to the website, honeyinthe45s.com. Catch them at the House of Blues on March 9th. They're live here in studio right now. Their next song is, hold on, I've got it, Worry.
You do.
They're setting up right now. And believe me, they'll be more freaking out later, but we needed the music, and we appreciate you guys so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And it's lovely. It's actually lovely to go acoustic every once in a while.
Oh, yes. Well, you're killing it with the acoustic, so.
And I didn't have to carry anything. It was great.
The best thing about it.
I love that. Here we go.
Cool.
Take it away.
1, 2, 3.
I got a worry in my heart, laying heavy on my mind. I got a worry in my heart, and I keep falling behind with the time. Where's the time to unwind? I got a reason in my soul, keeps beating on the ground. I got a rhythm in my soul, but it doesn't make a sound. Where's it found? Where's it found? Is it in the mountains? And
making a mistake. I try to call your name when you cry and ease your pain, and I same as feeling my skin again. Let's go, John. Blues. I got a lesson in my hands. They just don't know what to prove. Afraid to move. Afraid to move without you. I got an angel on my mind that keeps begging me to stay. But there's a villain in there too, telling me to run away. I'm in the gray. I'm in the gray. Show me the way. Yeah. And I don't know what to say without feeling your heart break. And I don't know what to make without making a mistake.
That's Honey and the 45s. They're going to be at the House of Blues on March 9th. I kind of need to own everything you've ever done right now. Is that all? We were able to download that on your website or on iTunes?
Yeah, that's on that song's the first album, and
I need to have all that.
iTunes, CD baby.
I need to have that all in my life.
Do you have the internet?
Everything.
It's on the internet.
I'm gonna need that to happen. I need to have it. I need you in my rotation. I'm gonna need you to come over to my house and play in my living room.
You got dinner parties.
Yes, I need all of that to happen for my world, and everybody else does too. Go to the House of Blues on March 9th. I look forward to seeing you guys. Oh, you need to help me give away your tickets. Do you have a trivia question, or do you want to pick a number? Oh, you have a trivia question.
Oh, yeah, I think we I like the number.
Are you the long division problem, or
yes.
Something else?
Yeah. So, for all you Honey fans out there, what is the name of our second album released in 2014?
312-981-7200. What is the name of
their second album released in 2014?
312-981-7200. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Honey and the 45s at the House of Blues on March 9th. The doors open at 7 p.m. Again, go to honeyandthe45s.com for more information. Thank you guys so much for coming
and
playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you, and I'll see you on the 9th.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. More after this. We're going to freak out in a minute, but there was good music first. More after this on 720 WGN.